You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into your daily source for the Cincinnati Reds throughout the offseason. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, and I'm your host, Jeff Carr. Welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're getting a taco or two as you're listening to this podcast, because LeBron James does not have a copyright on Taco Tuesday, so we can all get a taco today. On today's podcast, we're going to look at one of the storylines of 2019. Throughout the offseason, we're going to recap 2019 storylines and look back on some of the things that were awesome, some of the things that were interesting, and maybe one or two things that were awful. Who knows? I might leave those out altogether because I'm a happy person and I'm a happy Reds fan, and you are too. Today, we're going to look at opening day, and we're going to roll it into Derek Dietrich, the man who owned the first third of the season for the Reds. We're going to talk about that and more, get to a couple of listener questions from the Locked On Reds line as well. Before we do that, though, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, the Himalaya podcasting app, all of that wonderful stuff. That's the easiest way to get this show each and every day, as I will be coming to you this off season. Today, the show is brought to you by Vivid Seats. Download the Vivid Seats app and enter promo code POSTSEASON for a discount of up to $100 off your next ticket order. Make your next memory with Vivid Seats. Also, follow us on Twitter at Locked On Reds and at Jeff Carr with three Fs. And save the Locked On Reds line number into your phone. Give us a call. Give us a text. 513-549-0159. And before we jump into the storylines, I wanted to remind you that you can try Blue Chew for free today. Go to BlueChew.com and enter promo code MLB. You're going to get your first order free for only $5 in shipping. That's an awesome deal on what is a chewable with the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. Look, if you want a performance boost in the bedroom and you want to make your partner happy, check out Blue Chew. They've got a great way to get it. You go to BlueChew.com, answer a few questions from their online pharmacist. They will get you prescribed and send Blue Chew to your door in discreet packaging. There's no waiting in line at the pharmacies, no awkward in-office doctor visits. You can get your performance boost through Blue Chew sent right to your door. And for your first order for free, enter the promo code MLB. Blue Chew. Just chew it and do it. It's the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast. So let's jump right on in. Opening day started off with lots, all of the pomp and circumstance that it normally does. And of course, we had the added effect of it being the 150th year of Reds baseball, hoping for better things in 2019. I was down at the game, had standing room only tickets, not going to lie, probably not something I will ever do again. My feet hurt after that. But it was a lot of fun to be down at the ballpark, and Derek Dietrich was a big part of why it was so much fun. The Reds beat the Pirates, as you may remember. Dietrich was a huge reason as to why.
Go ahead, run at third. Dietrich, this guy has been a solid player. In the air, right center field, and Derek Dietrich, welcome to Cincinnati. And man, is he fired up. Dietrich, a pinch hit, three-run bomb. Wow. Yes, indeed, a curtain call. That's an Ohio boy.
Our good buddy Thumb on the call there. Just a way to start the season that was absolutely phenomenal. If you look back on opening day, there was some interesting storylines that one that didn't pan out at all, and the other that turned out to be a huge thorn in the side for the Reds the entire year. Firstly, was Jose Peraza just killing it? Jose Peraza scored the first two runs of the ballgame. He had a home run in that game. And I'm sure you were like me. I was thinking, man, he's picking up where he left off. He had a hot, you know, he ended 2018 on a hot streak. And then he starts off opening day with a bang. You're like, oh, man, we have got our second baseman / shortstop. You know, he was going to be the shortstop with Scooter Gennett being healthy. And then the wheels just fell off. And he really ended the season poorly. And I think we may have seen the last of Jose Peraza in a Reds uniform. It's kind of a bummer to say that, especially after remembering opening day and how good he was then. It just doesn't – I don't know how he factors in to the Reds moving forward. And then the other storyline, of course, was Raisel Iglesias. He was iffy as he was brought in to pitch the eighth, caused the Reds to go through multiple pitchers in the ninth inning to nail down that win. David Hernandez ended up doing that with Corey Dickerson up and the bases loaded. But that was a storyline that developed, and we may talk about that a little bit later on in the offseason here. Today, we're talking about Derek Dietrich, that laser shot that he hit that got the season going and really announced his arrival to Cincinnati, because everyone was kind of wondering, who is this guy? The Reds got him on a minor league deal, got him on a discount. What's the deal with this guy? He just came from Miami. Who knows what to think of him? And boom, he just kept hitting homer after homer after homer. And he pissed off the Pirates really good, to the fact that I think they never got over it. I don't know that they were over it during the final series of the season. But just let that sink in for a minute. The Reds started the year with the Pirates. A couple of the high points, or at least the very active points of the season, were against the Pirates. And then they ended the season against the Pirates. Who knows what's going to happen between these two teams in 2020. Now that the Pirates do not have Clint Hurdle, they're going to have a very different roster, I'm sure. But 2019, the Reds-Pirates rivalry was very interesting. And I was going back and I was looking at a couple of different opening day articles, things written after the game, such of that nature. Paul Daugherty writing, you know, that it sure looked like the Pirates are going to take the mantle of the worst team in the NL Central from the Reds from day one. And he was right. It took a while because the Reds then lost 8 straight games after that and quickly put themselves in the basement. But we know how the season ended. The Reds, not the last place team after all. It will be interesting to see. And my gosh, I think I say that like 5 times in episodes. Sorry about that. But Derek Dietrich is going to be try and think of a synonym for interesting. Anyway, going to be an interesting point this offseason to see what the Reds do with him, because I believe they could get some value out of him as a bench bat. Maybe, you know, he fits in different positions. You know, he can play the corner outfield spots, kind of. He can play second base, kind of. But he's got a decent bat. Maybe he is that final bench spot on the roster next season. Who knows? He's going to be due a raise through arbitration. Not sure if the Reds are going to move forward with that, but they've got a lot of options there in that middle infield. And Derek Dietrich is probably the one with the most pop, the one with the better bat out of everyone there in that middle infield scrum, if you will. I don't know. We'll see. But he started off the season with a really memorable moment. And do you know a great way to make your next memorable moment? That is with the Vivid Seats app. Listen, there's a lot of apps out there to get you your next ticket to your next event, whether it be a sporting event, live music, some kind of stand-up comedy, or even Broadway theater. Vivid Seats has it all, and Vivid Seats has a rewards program that goes along with it. For each purchase that you make, you'll get a percentage in rewards, and you can build that up to some free tickets. Also, with the promo code POSTSEASON, you can get up to a $100 discount on your next ticket order. Download the Vivid Seats app and enter promo code POSTSEASON. I used Vivid Seats multiple times this season. Very reliable ticket source, and it's all on your phone. So you don't have to worry about whether or not you remember the tickets. As long as you got your phone, you've got your tickets. And the best thing about it is Vivid Seats guarantees the tickets. They're all confirmed and backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. The Vivid Seats app is the best way to make your next memory at your next live event. Download the app, enter promo code POSTSEASON for a discount of up to $100 on your next ticket purchase. Also, guys, it's time. If you have not already done it, do it now. Postmates is the way to go. It's your food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever delivery service you need 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. If you're just trapped in the office looking for lunch, Postmate it. If you're looking for a late night snack, maybe you want some Chipotle and they're still open. Or you really want some Waffle House, but you don't want to leave your house. Bring the Waffle House to your house through Postmates. Download the Postmates app and enter promo code LOCKEDON. You're going to get $100 in free delivery for your first 7 days whenever you start out your profile. The Postmates app has all kinds of options. I mean, you've got pizza from the places that you didn't know didn't deliver. Because believe it or not, there are some that do that, and that's the most annoying thing ever. I mean, if you got good pizza, don't you want a delivery service? Whatever. Maybe some pizza places can't do it. Whatever. Postmates will do it for them. Also, you can get great Chinese food delivered to you that doesn't already have a delivery service. Whatever you want, Postmates can deliver it to you. Download the Postmates app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for $100 in free delivery for your first 7 days. Need something? Postmate it. In the first half of the show, we recapped the awesomeness that was Derek Dietrich on opening day and kind of took a brief look at his season. I mean, Derek Dietrich was awesome, man. Like, that's the first time, and he was the reason, the first time I ever went to a Reds game, and I kind of dressed up a little bit. You know, I put some eye black on, and I got a gold chain from Party Source. You know, almost trying to look like Dietrich as much as I didn't have a Dietrich jersey or anything like that. But I've never done that before, never to celebrate a player, but he was the reason that I did that. I mean, the beekeeper whole routine on that day with the bees, that was phenomenal. You had the sleeveless jerseys, him just having fun out there with Lorenzen and the guys like that. Just Dietrich in 2019, it's going to be a while before I forget how fun he made the Reds. And there was a lot of guys that made this team fun. And we're going to get to those guys in these memories. But that's the point of these memories. Remembering the fun that was 2019, which is going to lead to an amazing 2020. But I wanted to start with Dietrich because no other Red has ever made me want to put on eye black, put on some really big sunglasses, and dress up like a cool dude that Dietrich was whenever he dressed in those navy blue throwback uniforms for the Reds. Just, he was a phenomenal dude, and if he's not on this Reds team next year, it's going to be a bummer because he was a lot of fun to watch that first half of 2019. Now, I do have one Locked On Reds line voicemail I want to get to today, and then we'll close up shop here on this Taco Tuesday.
Hey, Jeff. It's Jordan from Florence, Kentucky. I've called a couple times. I have a couple things to say. First off, I just want to talk about Marty real quick. I just want to say how important he is to his franchise and how big of a blessing he has been the last 46 years, although I am a pretty young listener to Marty and to your podcast. I'm only 22 years old, but that should show how important Marty is to his franchise. With all the technology you can use nowadays with Twitter and using apps and just looking it up online at the score and stuff without listening to the radio, but I mean, I've listened to the radio enough and to Marty enough to know how important he is to this franchise. And I just want to thank Marty for all the years that he's given me on the radio, and I've been listening to him and stuff. But the next thing I want to talk about is what do you think, if we got somebody like Rendon or DJ Gregorius or something, what record do you, what's our record next year is what I'm trying to ask. I can't speak English today. But all I want to know is what type of record you think we would have if we got a big-name player like Anthony Rendon. Because to me, if we did get Anthony Rendon or some a player of that type of caliber, I mean, it's a game changer. And to me, especially all the one-run losses we've had this year, which is the most in the MLB by a huge margin. If we have Anthony Rendon, I mean, we're winning an extra 10, 15 games, in my opinion. That's how important Anthony Rendon is. And, I just want to know what you think the record would be next year if we didn't get only, if we were only to get a guy like Anthony Rendon and nobody else. Of course, maybe a couple of folks. But anyway, big fan. Keep it up, man. I appreciate it. And thanks, Marty. See you later.
Thanks for the call, Jordan. I always appreciate you calling into the show. And you made a couple of good points there, especially, you know, talking about Marty. It's been awesome. And just to see how he still maintains the fact that, I mean, you still want to listen to him, even in this age where you can get your Reds fix from just about anywhere. I mean, there's so many Reds podcasts like this one, and you've got the Reds Alert podcast, the Red Leg Nation podcast, Hunt for Reds October, you know, the Red Reporter podcast, all those different podcasts. And that's just one medium. You've got hundreds of people on Twitter that are constantly tweeting their content about the Reds. Got Reds bloggers, all the beat reporters, radio personalities, just so many ways you can get your Reds fix. But Marty was always the source. He was the main guy to go for when it came to Reds content. And that's because he's been there for so long. He was the voice of the Reds. And it's going to be different with Tommy Thrall kind of being the main guy there in the booth next season, and he's got some big shoes to fill. And I know Marty was real classy in telling everybody to support Tommy the way that they supported Marty and supported him whenever he first started out. And I believe Reds fans will, for the most part. Tommy, he calls a good game. Enjoy listening to him. And then on the other token, and we'll get out of here on this point because it's something I thought about as well. I do think they need a little bit more than just one guy. I mean, Rendon is a bit, would be hypothetically a big addition. You know, if you get him or you get like Francisco Lindor or Mookie Betts, something of that nature, that's a big move. But I don't know that him by himself is worth 10 to 15 wins, because that's about what they need. They need right around 15 wins. I mean, the lowest number of wins in the postseason this year was the Brewers at 89, which means the Reds have a little bit of ways to go to get into that threshold. They, you know, they got to make up just this year alone. Who knows what next year will bring, but this year alone, they've got to make up 14 wins. I don't know that Anthony Rendon by himself brings 14 wins to the program next year. So I think they've got to do multiple moves. Rendon by himself, I think he's probably closer to 8 wins, maybe 5 to 8 wins by himself. So that would mean you do need, you know, another move there. Maybe it's Grandal. Maybe it is Gregorius, or a different move of that nature. Now, Rendon being a free agent, that doesn't preclude you from making another big trade. I mean, if they could get Rendon and Mookie Betts, or Rendon and Lindor, postseason, here we come. That's big time. I don't think they're going to do that, though. I think they might be out on Rendon before they're even in, because I think Washington, they're going to shell out for him, because two seasons back-to-back losing Bryce Harper and then Anthony Rendon will be a hard pill to swallow for them. And then on the other token, you've got the Texas Rangers are supposed to be the other favorite to land him. So it seems like the Reds would have to really overpay to lure him away from either one of those guys because he's from Texas. So that's why they're one of the favorites to land him. So we'll see how it all plays out. But I do think that they need more than just one big splash move. They kind of need a big splash and then one or two medium splashes. And then they need to hit on a couple of decent value free agents. Those don't need to be the target. I know that's been their MO lately, where their entire free agency strategy is to land value guys. That's all well and good this year, but they've got to also land some big splash guys too. You can't just go into opening day 2020 with values and, you know, value deals, and that's what you hope to get to the postseason on. It's not going to work that way. Rendon's a start. I don't think that's the only thing that they can do and then call themselves a playoff team, though. We'll see. Like I mentioned, free agency begins the day after the World Series ends. So we're going to have some interesting news, hopefully right off the bat. I don't know. Last offseason really kind of, you know, throws that way out of whack, because last season, free agency starting and nothing happened. I mean, heck, you saw that Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell lasted well into the season before they were signed. And they were some of the top free agents heading into last year's free agency period. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe everyone sets out except the Reds, and the Reds just get everybody. I wouldn't mind that. That wouldn't be terrible. All right, that's going to be it for today's podcast. I'm starting to ramble. Go out and get some tacos. It's a wonderful Tuesday. Thanks for listening to today's show. Tomorrow, we're going to continue our storylines. We're going to look back on the fights. We're talking about WrestleMania 1 and 2 between the Reds and the Pirates. Don't miss it. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. That's the best way to not miss it. You'll get each and every episode each and every day. Hit that subscribe button on your podcasting provider. Also, follow us on Twitter at LockedOnReds and at Jeff Carr with 3 F's. And give us a call, give us a text. LockedOnReds line 513-549-0159. Thanks again for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast. My name is Jeff Carr, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.